Welcome to the Netzpolitik TV podcast. My name is Markus Beckedahl and my guest today is Richard Stallman, founder of the Free Software Movement. Hello, Richard.
Happy hacking.
Happy hacking. So you're here in Berlin and you will talk about the philosophy and history of free software. Can you shortly describe the success of 25 years of free software?
I better explain what free software means. It's frei, not kostenlos. Yeah. We're talking about freedom here, freedom for computer users. So there are four essential freedoms that every computer user should have. Freedom zero is the freedom to run the program as you wish. Freedom one is the freedom to study the source code and change it to make the program do what you wish. Freedom two is the freedom to help your neighbor. That's the freedom to distribute exact copies to others when you wish. And freedom three is the freedom to contribute. That's the freedom to distribute copies of your modified versions to others when you wish. If you put all these four freedoms together, it means you're free to do what you want with the software and free to help others. So we're all free to be a community in which people can help each other. And in addition, the four freedoms together give us democracy. With a free program, the users are in charge. The users control what it does. With a non-free program, a proprietary program, the developer controls the program. The developer controls what the users can or can't do. The program becomes an instrument for the developer's power. Often people ask, if I'm not a programmer, why do I care whether we're free to change it? The answer is, if the users are free to change it, they'll make the program do what users want. And even if you don't personally participate in that, other people are doing that. Whereas if the program is not free and the developer has total power over what it can do, the developer is likely to make those decisions for his advantage and to your harm. Many non-free programs have malicious features. They're good for the developer because they're bad for you. They can get away with that because they have total control. With free software, nobody has that kind of power over anybody else. So even if you never study a line of source code and never change a line because you don't know how, you're still getting the benefit of the fact that the users are in control of democracy.
When I see the principles of free software, the freedoms and the collaboration based on peer production, do you see any other examples outside of the free software world where these principles are working?
Well, yes. I can point to Wikipedia and other such free reference works as good examples. But in addition, there's a much older one. Look at all the recipes that are circulating in all the countries of the world where people read and write. Well, all of these are examples of knowledge that people have developed and then others have changed, and that people keep redistributing and studying and changing whenever they wish. So if you want to understand why I started the free software movement, imagine that tomorrow the government makes a new law. If you copy or change a recipe, they'll call you a pirate and a counterfeiter and put you in prison. Imagine how angry all the cooks would become. Well, with that same anger, because they've never done that to recipes, but they do it to software, and it's just as wrong. Now, I'm not the kind of cook who can make more than tiny changes in a recipe. I'm not that good at cooking, but I was pretty good at programming. And so when I saw these restrictions imposed on our software, I said, I won't stand for this.
Do you see governments who understand the freedoms behind free software?
To some extent, there are several governments which have started moving either their government agencies or the public schools to free software. And this is very important. But they all should do this. So if you live in a place where this has not been done, you should insist.
Yeah, we try. Can you, for the last question, can you give some examples why schools should use free software?
First of all, schools are supposed to train the next generation to be good, capable citizens of a free, strong, independent, and helpful society. And that means teaching them to use free software, not proprietary software. If a school teaches you to use proprietary software, they're teaching you to have a dependency, perhaps a permanent dependency, on a certain company. They might as well inject you with addictive drugs. When the companies give gratis copies of their non-free software to the schools, why are they doing this? That's like drug pushers who offer you a gratis dose of the drug because they want you to get hooked. The first dose is gratis. Once you're addicted, then you have to pay. Well, those companies are following the same logic. The schools wouldn't accept the addictive drugs to give to their students. They shouldn't accept non-free dependency-causing software to teach to their students. But in addition, schools should teach the habit of cooperating with your fellows. So every class should have this rule. Every class for every age should have the following rule. Students, if you bring a program to class, you may not keep it for yourself. You must share it with the rest of the class.
Okay.
And if, but the school has to set a good example by following its own rule. So the school should only bring free software to class.
Yeah, thank you for the statement, and yeah, we wish you good luck for next 50 years of fighting for free software. And
well, I'm probably not going to be around for another 50 years. I'm too old for that, unless medicine makes tremendous advances even faster than I expect. So you are going to have to do it. It's not enough to have me fighting for freedom. A lot of people have to fight for freedom, then we can win. Because governments these days are not democratic, they sell out to companies, they become the enemies of their own citizens. In fact, one way to find the politicians that resist corruption is to find the ones that strongly support free software, because they have been offered a lot of opportunities to profit. And they've turned them down. So they've demonstrated their ability to do so. And they might do it in other areas of life as well.
Okay, thank you.